The yearly nationwide tree planting exercise this year is taking a new dimension. Unlike the previous exercises, this one is targeted at institutions. They are mostly schools and barracks of security services. The Director of Corporate Communications of the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, Mrs. Angelina Mensah, explains further to Joyce Jechi.
This one is going to be different because it's targeted. For example, for the first time in the life of both the ministry and the Environmental Protection Agency, World Environment Day was held in a barracks. And we know how the military are very disciplined and how they would be in a position to nurture. So these millions of trees that EPA and ministry are embarking to plant will be targeted in various places, mostly within schools and barracks, so that it could be managed and managed properly.
The minister earlier on stated that the trees are going to be commercial trees. Please, will you get me the types?
Some of the trees are teak, and then we're going to grow mangoes as well. For example, in the northern sector, pear tree is one of them, mahogany is one of them, black ebony, teak, and then mangoes.
Do you have a way of monitoring? Because previous ones weren't sustained.
Yes, fortunately, the ones we are planting in the military barracks, they themselves are going to monitor. But the one in the communities, the Environmental Protection Agency has now set up some district offices and area offices. And in conjunction with the National Youth Employment, they are going to deploy the students who are out of national service to manage some of these plantations. So EPA is in serious talks with National Youth Employment, and a certain memorandum of understanding has even been done for them to be able to deploy some of these personnel into the field.